Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
How laziness quietly ruins your destiny. Wisdom Seeds. org/How laziness quietly ruins your destiny. YP laziness rarely looks dramatic. It usually looks comfortable. Do you sleep a little longer every morning? Delays responsibilities until tomorrow. Keep saying, I'll start later. Years pass faster than expected. Proverbs 24 verses 30-31 gives a powerful picture. I went past the field of a sluggard. Thorns had come up everywhere. The field did not collapse overnight. Neglect slowly destroyed it. That is how laziness works. You keep postponing study sessions. Exam failure eventually arrives. You avoid difficult conversations in your marriage. Distance slowly grows between you and your wife. You talk constantly about starting a business, but never take real action. 10 years later, the dream still exists only in conversation. Laziness destroys potential quietly. God created you to work, create, build, serve, and grow. Even before sin entered the world, Adam received work in the garden. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10 says, "The one who is unwilling to work shall not eat." Scripture speaks strongly about laziness because laziness wastes life. Do you blame demons, bad luck, or other people for problems created by your lack of discipline? A young man spends 6 hours a day gaming while refusing to develop any skills. One-third later, he complains that nobody gives him opportunities. An employee arrives late repeatedly and works carelessly. When promotion passes him by, bitterness grows. Opportunities often go toward reliable people. Proverbs 12 verse 24 says, "Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor." Discipline creates freedom. Laziness creates bondage. Laziness also affects spiritual life. Prayer becomes inconsistent. Bible reading disappears. Conviction weakens. A spiritually lazy person slowly drifts away from God without realizing how far they have moved. Jesus warned about this in Matthew 26 verse 41, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." Spiritual strength requires attention. Nobody stays strong accidentally. One pastor described laziness this way: "Rust destroys iron slowly." That picture fits perfectly. Laziness does not always destroy life quickly. It destroys life gradually through neglect. Small disciplines matter. Waking up on time matters. Keeping your word matters. Finishing tasks matters. Showing consistency matters. February 3, Luke 16 verse 10 says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." God watches faithfulness in small things. Why do you pray for large opportunities while neglecting basic responsibilities already sitting in front of you? Destiny often grows through ordinary discipline repeated daily. You may not become successful overnight, but daily discipline shapes who you become over time. Thank you for listening to the message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel, Wisdom Seeds Podcast, March 3.